4.
Miss, get the packs out the back! Lego shouts.
Commander Claggett reaches by feel for the switches to kill the engines, while at the same time Lego, who has jumped down to the deck, yanks on the outside handle of the pilot's escape hatch until it falls free. I breathe deeply, pulling in a lungful of smoke, and immediately begin coughing. I rip out my radio cord, undo my harness, and fumble to get out. It's about a 5-foot drop to the deck from where I'm sitting, so Lego helps me down. Smoke is billowing out of the aircraft, and through the haze, at least a dozen sailors run toward the bird, some in flight suits, some with firefighting gear. I double over, racked with a fit of coughing. Lego keeps one hand on my back and the other on my arm as he leads me away. Several people rush to my side, supportive hands ushering me along. The ship is pitching so violently I'm having trouble balancing. I need some space. I need to sit down.
Fuck! Lego shouts, looking behind us. What the fuck are they doing? Shit, they're coming with fire extinguishers!
Lego is in a panic. They don't need fire extinguishers for this, and the chemical would be a nightmare if it got into the control box.
Sir, can you watch her? Lego says. I'll be right back.
I've got her, don't worry.
An unfamiliar voice says. A man wearing a flight suit has me by the arm, leading me away from the aircraft. I quickly read the name tag, Lieutenant Markson. The logo on the tag is instantly recognizable. Shadow Hunters. He guides me toward a metal box near the railing that houses deck-edge lighting, and I lower myself to sit. Dropping my elbows on my knees, I hold my helmeted head in my hands. I need to get myself together. I've experienced my fair share of emergencies with this aircraft, and it's always an out-of-body experience. I drift away from myself and watch the ultra-focused person that's left shut out all peripheral noise and execute. The only problem with this ultra-focus is that once we've made it through safely, the extraneous noise I had kept at bay rushes into my brain all at once. The noise of what could have happened. A transmission grinding itself into oblivion and the rotor seizing, an aircraft breaking apart and free-falling, aircrew screaming. But the worst part is knowing what waits below. An insidiously patient, always hungry ocean. This fact alone is responsible for my physical reaction now. Hands shaking, breath accelerating, body shuddering.